If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi listeners, before we get going today, I want to tell you that we've teamed up with Honest Brew, which I really think is brilliant. Jamie, after a hard day's work, what's the thing you want more than anything else, apart from seeing your fiancé and child, obviously?
Probably a cold beer.
Me too. And what beer do you like?
I don't know, like craft beers mainly, like Beaver Town, Meantime, Five Points, that kind of thing.
Yep, those are great. I personally like to rep the South London beers, so I drink a lot from Brixton and Gypsy Hill.
Yeah, see, I'm not sure how easy it is to get those beers at my local shop.
Aha! Well, that's where Honest Brew comes in. Honest Brew delivers beer from the best independent craft breweries right to your door. So no more schlepping back and forth to the nearest hipster off license.
You've just described a situation where I never have to leave the house. Where do I sign up?
Just head to their online shop. There you can pick and mix your own selection of beers, purchase a gift, or get your hands on one of their curated mixed cases. And remember, Honest Brew's craft beer experts taste test every beer listed, so they're all good. And the good news for Good Dad Ugly listeners is that you can get £10 off your first order with the code FATHERHOOD.
Cheers!
Hello everyone, welcome to The Big Question. And
can I do a jingle?
Yes. Yeah.
Big question. Shun.
Put an echo in it.
That was live echo.
Pretty sick, right?
So for people wondering at home, like what the hell was going on there, that was Alex Baker, who obviously was our guest from the last episode. And it's a Christmas themed kind of big question this month because obviously it's Christmas.
Hey.
And also it's an auspicious Christmas because I think this is the first Christmas. Well, Eliza was born just before Christmas last year, but it was such a kind of big, you know, rush that it, you know, didn't really count. So this is the first Christmas where we're all dads. So the big question is, how much should you spoil your kids at Christmas?
It's a good question.
That is a good question.
Yeah. Have you started to, Alex, have you started to think about the amount of presents you're going to, because she'll be pretty much a year bang on at Christmas.
Yeah, right? She was born on the 30th. So, which is the same day as my wife's birthday.
Wow.
So, I the whole period is awful. Because if you think about it, it's Christmas and two birthdays, and then you're into January and you've got like house insurance to pay and all that kind of stuff. So, this is a nightmare. I'm going to have to start saving at the start of the year, basically, every year for the rest of my entire life. But my view on this is quite controversial, but I almost don't see the point at all in buying them anything at Christmas.
At what age?
I guess until they're sort of like, they know what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, for Luna, she kind of gets what's going on, but she's not really going to understand the concept of a present.
Mm.
I mean, she got excited the other day looking at a pack of Huggies baby wipes.
And just the paper that other presents are wrapped in.
Exactly.
Is entertaining.
Yeah.
To be honest, everything that they get is a present.
Yeah.
So
I gave them life. You know, what would you want from me?
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to be putting a fucking deposit on your house when you're older, probably. You know?
Yeah, that's the reality of it.
Okay. Well, deposits aside, right now, are we thinking like, what's your experience like with cousins and people like that? Have you seen any, have you kind of ever thought, because I know I have, I've had an experience where it was a couple of years ago and my mum, I felt a little bit heartbroken, like genuinely. And I kind of, that was when I went, right, this has got to stop. My mum had, this is before Matilda was born. So she would spend quite a lot on all my cousins' kids. And we had a load of them around one Christmas, a couple of Christmases ago. And my mum just just threw presents at them, like ridiculous amount. Like, and I was just there going, they, what? And these kids, like, fair play to them. Do you know what I mean? They clearly get a lot of presents anyway. And this is like 3 days after Christmas, whatever. And so it's just washed over them. And they were just ripping open these presents and just being like, yeah, what's next? Not even really looking at what was kind of like. And I watched it happen. And I was just like, and I watched my mum's reaction to it. There was no like acknowledgement of what the present was. Mm. There was no like, oh, amazing, thanks. You know what I mean? Like, because they'd just been given, they would have been given so many presents over the last like week or whatever. And it was just like, yeah, whatever. Oh, this is a colouring book or whatever. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I just kind of went, I said to her, I went, this has got to be the last time because you're going out of your way far too much. So give them one present's fine, but like this, you know. And I worry that's going to be like with Matilda now. And we've actually said to them one present for Matilda each.
Really?
Well, they won't stick to it.
But like you say, like she'll open it and then she'll spend 20 minutes just playing with the wrapping paper and having a great time. And you'll be like constantly concerned that she's going to choke to death on it, you know, and trying to pull it out of her mouth all the time.
Has this paper got glitter on it? Yeah. No, that's kind of quite bad for her.
Exactly. So I read an article years ago about babies and toys. I can't remember why I was researching it, but I was for some reason. Makes me sound like a right creep. and I read this thing that says, one of the best things you can do when you have a toy for a kid that needs batteries is give the kid the toy, and then a year later, put the batteries in. And it's like a brand new toy.
That's actually genius. Yeah.
They can't believe it. It's like a whole new lease of life, you know? So I think that's kind of, I always bear that in mind when I'm thinking about what to get. Later.
You could give them the batteries first.
Yeah.
What, this is going to be for something toy. One day.
Yeah.
But you have the same, like, probably issue. Well, you will have the same issue as me, Alex, which is that because your daughter was born very close to Christmas, there'll be that whole debate about whether they get double presents. Yeah.
And you know what? My wife, because my wife's birthday is on the 30th as well, like I say, she's had this whole thing her whole life where she hates it when people roll presents together. They'll go, oh, yeah, we'll get you. We just thought we'd get you one bigger present. And it's never as big as you'd want, you know.
It's about two-thirds.
Two-thirds, yeah. And she's quite sort of anal about her presents in that sense. You have to get it exactly right. Yeah, so I do feel for her in that. So I try to buy her stuff in the year. Like, we'll have like a half-year celebration of like your birthday to come, you know. Right. So probably end up doing that at Luna as well, I guess.
That's nice.
Well, I try to, you know. So, yeah, so it's going to be really tricky. It's going to be financially draining, and like there's a lot of thought has to go into all this stuff.
You could put a limit on it with Luna. You could say, look, we're just going to do like one present, and it's kind of something nice, maybe, you know, a nice jumper or toy or whatever. Like, but that's it.
Some batteries.
We've also got this thing in our house that, like, I don't know whether it will last, but the idea is that she won't ever have any plastic toys. All her toys are going to be lovely and wood. You know,
right, okay.
You know, in muted tones.
Well, that's the case, or was that just a dream you had?
No, that was a dream we had. And we inherited loads of plastic shit that we didn't want, but it's, you know, brilliant. You know, there's a little dog with a keyboard in the back. I mean, I just spend all my time trying to play the toys, like there's drum kits and stuff to try and make music. But yeah, I don't know. What I mean, how much have you got like spending limits?
No, not at the moment. But I think it's wise. I would say that's a good idea to kind of go, you know, if you're not going to do one present, then just be like, right, spending limit. Because I think kids these days, listen to me.
This is what's happened already.
You're so dad right now.
Oh my God, I hate myself so much for saying that. I said that with no irony whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just going to say, they don't give a shit. And it's just a case of just more, give me all the... But was I like that?
You know what? I've got this very poignant memory of getting a present that I didn't like at Christmas and just being a real dick about it.
Yeah,
I still feel awful.
What really? Okay. What was it?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It was a jacket. It was like a coat that I
just... Oh, it does sound awful.
Yeah. No, I wanted a jacket. It was just not the one that I wanted.
How old were you?
I'm probably about 12 or something.
Okay. I was about the same age and this is really bad. All I wanted, and I said this, no, I was a bit older, actually. All I wanted was a lava lamp. That's all I wanted. And I could see all the presents were going under the tree, like, all being handed out, and there was, like, one present left. And it clearly wasn't a lava lamp. And it was to me, and I opened it, and it was a jumper. And I hate myself for it, but I acted like I just got in a massive strop. And then my parents suddenly realised, what's wrong? And then they realised they hadn't brought, they'd forgotten about it and it was upstairs.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they brought it down and I was just like, oh my God, I love it.
And I actually but really did that, like the jumper.
If I was my parents, I'd be like, he's not fucking getting it.
Yeah.
You can wait till next year.
Do you know what,
the way he's reacted to that.
Do you know what, though? My dad used to do things, something that I really want to, it's like a tradition I want to continue, is that he always used to, like in the time where you'd run downstairs and like the presents were under the tree and all the rest of it, or they weren't really under the tree, they were always kind of like by the fireplace for us. Anyway, he always held a present back and it was always like a present that you kind of really wanted but didn't really realise that you wanted.
Yeah.
You know, so I remember one year he bought me a basketball hoop. Like to stick, like not just a hoop, that would have been rubbish. Like he was, he like fixed it up outside so I could.
No net, no
yeah.
backboard.
Yeah, just the hoop,
no ball.
Yeah,
just look at the hoop.
The present of disappointment.
Yeah,
but yeah, I remember like you know we went through all the presents and we were all stoked and we got loads of stuff and they're like yeah, wicked. And then he was like, oh, there's one more thing. We'll give it to you later. And we're kind of like, oh, no, no, give it now, give it now. He's like, no, 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 no. And then later on, like, he just opened the curtain and said, see that out there? And we're like, wow, I'm a basketball hoop. I'm basically Michael Jordan. And I quite like the idea of, like, holding one back. You know?
Yeah, that's a good idea. We do the thing where we do the Father Christmas little presents in the morning.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the tree presents at, like, 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was going to ask a question, talking about, what do you reckon the average UK child aged 9 or under received in toys last year? Not just at Christmas, but like in toys. It's like the amount of money accumulated from the toys that they received last year.
The average 9-year-old?
Average 9 or under.
I've got no idea, but I'm gonna go with... So we're all, well, you know what the answer is,
yeah.
Don't you? Okay, I'm going to go with... 500 quid.
Oh, that's what I had in my head.
It's not as much as that. Oh, that's okay. Kind of shit.
Oh, is it not?
350 quid.
Oh, okay.
In toys.
Do you know what though? What, I don't know whether you guys have noticed this, but one thing that I quite like is that when you're a kid and you want like this, that, and the other, and then you get a bit older and you're like, when your parents say to you, "Oh, do you want anything for Christmas?" You kind of go, "Well, I do, but it's all really expensive," and you feel bad and like, do you know what I mean? So they don't and just give you some, like a John Lewis voucher or whatever. Other shops are available, but like that's a commercial radio in me coming out right there. Like, yeah. So when you're you know you become like an adult, I guess if that's
yeah
what's happening.
We are. Yep.
You know, things cost loads of money. Like, you want a new laptop, grand. You want new shoes, 800 quid. No, 80 quid, not 800 quid. That's ridiculous. What kind of shoes do I wear? Bloody hell. But, like, what I've really enjoyed is buying stuff for Luna because it's so cheap.
That's the thing, yeah.
You know, you go, like, to a shop and there's, like, this wonderful toy or, like, a teddy bear and it's, like, $6.99. Like, oh, wow! It's, like, literally like being a kid again because there's all this stuff that you can actually
afford. And you know you're
going
to be the one playing with it.
Oh, definitely.
And that's why I can't wait to get into Lego.
Oh, mate.
Because that's going to be the one.
Until you stand on a piece. That's a disaster.
Yeah, so, okay, talking about Lego very quickly. Apparently, the must-have toys for this Christmas are? Do you remember it used to be shit like Buzz Lightyear and yeah. cool yeah. stuff that even though you were like 19, you were kind of like, yeah, I kind of want one of them. Two police command centres, one by Lego and the other by Playmobil, and being named among the best new toys at the toy fair.
Police command centres?
Police command centres, yeah.
I wonder what the newfound interest in the police force is.
Yeah. Like, how uninspiring is that?
Yeah.
Here's a police command centre.
That is quite sinister.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, there's some kind of, you know, hidden hand, yeah. like sort of, trying to manipulate children into,
yeah.
you know, wanting to like have love the police,
yeah,
so become cops and spy on all of us.
Because there's a shortage, isn't there, in the police force in the UK at the moment. So maybe there's a little bit of government money gone into like make this the must have toy of the year,
yeah,
to instill the idea that like, oh, wouldn't it be great to be a policeman?
But Lego, imagine opening the Lego and being like, yeah, Lego Millennium Falcon, yeah, oh, police command center.
Oh, I get to be Cressida Dick.
Yeah. Paul Condon.
Yeah.
Amazing. The other things on the list for potential bestsellers were Spin Master. Anyone know what that is?
No idea.
Okay.
Is it like Swing Ball?
No idea. No idea. And the Paw Patrol Terrain Vehicle Rescue Set and Build a Terrible T-Rex Head.
That sounds quite sick, to be fair.
Build a terrible T-Rex.
I don't know. Give me a
buzz. I love dinosaurs.
Do you know something I keep getting advertised to me on Facebook that looks fucking amazing? I think it's called a Kano, which is basically this like computer that you make yourself and it teaches your kids to code.
Is that not just like an Apple Mac sweatshop?
Yeah, they
you don't have to give it back.
You have to send it in.
Send it back, and then they retell
you get
it
some
like
points.
$2,500
Yeah. It's like you can like code the lights on the screen and stuff. It looks amazing.
That is quite
cool. It looks really cool because it's like educational, but also really good fun for the whole family.
Okay, so we've heard all the what the best toys are, but we haven't really said what the most what is the most you'd spend on your on Eliza this Christmas, Seth?
So I'm probably not going to spend more than like £20
£20
£20
Yeah, wow.
Oh, so judging.
She doesn't need anything.
Yeah, I would have said like £50
So judging you right now, dude. That's like
she doesn't need anything.
That's a whole £80
That's more money that I can spend on you know, like other people who actually care.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
But do they though?
Well, that's a good point. Mm. That's a whole different debate.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Yes, exactly.
I reckon.
What about you, Joe? What were you going to say?
I was going to say like, yeah, maybe like between Nat and I, like £50
Okay.
Maybe. That's a lot though, isn't it, actually?
But you can get something good for £50
Yeah, but does she need it? And since we put a limit on how much we're going to spend on each other at £50 I feel maybe. Maybe I'll revise it to £25
Okay.
I feel this has helped.
Yeah. But you spend that on just the wrapping paper.
Yeah, so that's what she's getting. £25 Yeah. For the wrapping paper.
Amazing. Best Christmas ever. Ever. Ever.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.